You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 to 13. I read, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that is yet a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away." Usually when we tell people that we are not under the old covenant, or when we say God has annulled the old covenant, it sounds strange to people. It sounds like heresy in their ears. But those are the very words of scriptures. The scripture actually says that God has annulled the old covenant. The old covenant, as we keep saying, is not Genesis to Malachi. The new covenant is not Matthew to Revelation. The old covenant is a specific article of contract, of relationship with God, that God himself established with the children of Israel through Moses. It's very definite. For example, God had a covenant with Abraham. That's a different covenant. He had covenant with the children of Israel. That's a different covenant. Abraham, for example, did not function under the covenant of the law. So that is the covenant of the law. That is what has been annulled. It is no longer operative. And God himself said, is going to give them a new covenant. He said, this is the covenant I will make with them. And can't you see that this new covenant is better? Because in the new covenant, everybody comes to know the Lord. Look at what he said in verse 13. He says, in that he says a new covenant, he has made the first old. That's why we have old covenant and new covenant. And that he says he is going to vanish away. We are no more operating under that covenant. But there's something very particular in verse 12 I want you to note under this new covenant. Because if we don't preach the new covenant, people will never see why the gospel is a good news. The new covenant in verse 12, it says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." That is the new covenant. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. Their sins and their iniquity, I will remember no more. Let me give this illustration. If as a lady, you had committed abortion, or maybe as a doctor or health workers, you have been involved in abortion, or as a man, you have led a woman to commit abortion. Now, you come to Jesus to repent and place your faith in Jesus. You are forgiven. But let's say you now went for a program, and while the preacher was speaking, he was speaking strongly against those involving in abortion. What happens to you? You start feeling guilt. You start getting troubled. Can I say to you, that preacher is not speaking to you. God does not remember your sin. In the new covenant, as far as God is concerned, you are a saint. He does not see any sin in you. Look at what he says. This is scripture. He says, and their sins and their iniquities, I will remember it no more. So God is not going to be reminding you of what he himself cannot remember. You must know this. That is why it is good news. As long as you have repented and placed your faith in Jesus, you are forgiven. So next time you hear such a thing, something you have done in the past, somebody is preaching against it, they are not talking to you. Just listen to that message and wait for what God will say to you. This is why it is good news. God is merciful. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.